works then.
Let's do it. The podcast.
Well, you know what? This is going to be kind of messed up here because we are supposed to be doing. We got emails. Got a couple of them, but the phone doesn't work.
It's because it's out of battery. It's not charging.
Yeah, it won't let me turn it on unless it just supercharges, I guess.
Oh, that is corny.
And apparently, the internet is not working.
Oh, shit. You can check the emails anyways.
Right, so I can't check the emails on the phone, and I can't check the emails on the,
Were they hateful emails?
On the, on the intranet.
Why are you guys so black? Question, answer.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's working now?
Oh, shit. Mike Wallace is dead, son, from 60 Minutes, kid? Saturday evening, CBS announced that the reporter and interviewer helped make 60 Minutes the most successful primetime TV news program ever. What?
93.
What would they announce there? They're supposed to announce that he's dead. That's fucked up.
Yeah, he's a good guy. 93, he lived a good life, though. See?
Damn.
You can't really feel bad when you live in, like, that old... Like when grandmother passes away, you're not going to feel that bad. That she, like, you can't say she left too soon. She had a really good run. But you'll feel sad that she's gone, but you can't really, like, oh, she left too soon. Oh, no. She lived a good life.
Hold up. The senator calls the president stupid. That's foul, son.
He's stupid.
Senator Grassley calls the president stupid.
Stupid.
Iowa's senior senator and prolific tweeter Republican Chuck Grassley sent a harshly worded message Saturday that intentionally slighted the president. Aides say Grassley personally tweeted, constituents asked why I'm not outraged at Prezo attack on Supreme Court independence because, and people are not as this ex-pref of Conlo.
What? Because people are not stupid
American
as this.
People. Is that what that is?
Yeah, the
American
people
are
not
stupid
as
this
ex-professional
of constitutional law.
Ex-professional of constitutional law.
While Grassley's Twitter account had been previously hacked, this time the use of the word stupid was his own.
They say the tweet is a sin. Grassley.
That
he is saying that
Senator Grassley's
constitutional law professor.
Speak well of any constitutional law professor to not understand Marbury Mattis and the people understand the independence.
In
of
the second tweet,
so smarter.
Grassley wrote, "Possibility of peace and freedom for Syria gets more remote as President Obama plays along with the farce of the Kofi Annan's negotiations. Sick." That's in quotes. It's in Marx. Barack, wake up. Did you see him call him stupid? I heard.
I don't know. Could we say he's calling him stupid?
It said the American people are not as stupid as he actually called him stupid.
Well, I mean, you can't be taking away the constitutional law, Obama. I don't care if you're black.
Yeah,
white,
Obama.
Asian. I'm taking away my freedoms, motherfucker.
We just beat SOPA, damn. We tired.
Shit.
Oh my god, like
motherfucker. We just beat slavery.
I'm still tired of picking that cotton, boy.
Shit. Now they want us to be running around with drones in the air, taking away all our freedoms and shit.
They really pushing for that too.
What the fuck kind of shit is this? I thought the Democrats were supposed to be free.
Not anymore, man.
I thought the Republicans were supposed to be free.
Not anymore.
Why is anybody trying to take away our freedoms?
Because they some assholes.
Everybody, no matter where you go, they all trying to take away
They're
our freedoms.
Assholes.
You know what? Fuck you, Democrats. Fuck you, Republicans. I vote Talib Kweli.
There you go.
Talib Kweli Shakui for president.
Most deaf.
Most deaf for presidente.
There you go.
Welcome to the Boom Podcast.
Hey, guys.
Still working with a broken mixer, but you know what? It's all right.
Okay.
We get it popping, dropping. Pop, pop, popping, the drop like Tamar.
Okay. Wait, who?
Tamar.
Who's that?
You watch the Tony Braxton show?
No.
Pop, pop, drop, the drop.
I don't watch reality shows. So.
Lay it down and spread it wide.
What?
The mom was talking about their dad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because he like cheated on her all the time and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then I forgot what the fuck. And then she was saying something about how he was a cheater. And he was like, "You ain't got no problems. Laid it down, spreading it wide." And I laughed and laughed and laughed.
He called her a whore.
She called him a whore.
Oh, he is a whore.
Laid it down.
He is a whore.
Spreading it wide and laying it low. Some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck it was.
See,
I'm
gonna build here. The fuck?
So why don't we do some community stuff real quick?
Not.
Do some emails and stuff. And
yes.
Do that for the peoples. So first of all, hey people, welcome to the Boom Podcast. We already said that. I'm Staccata.
Yeah, Yizzle.
Just in case you didn't know.
What am I building? Oh, okay, I see.
The cool thing that we're going to do for the community is community spotlights.
Yay.
And I'm going to be working on that this week to put up the first community spotlight we have from Disturbed Poppy, second annual Grand Theft Auto, Gran Turismo tournament. Mm-hmm. That all fucked up. So that video will be up soon. Thank you to Star Poppy for being a part of the community and hooking that up. And you guys can be part of the community spotlight too. It's a great way to just put yourself out there so the community can know you, and it'll bring us all together. We'll get to know each other better. If you have a gaming story, a tale, a myth, a legend, if you just want to get on and tell us about yourself and your gaming habits, whatever it is that you want to share with the community, be it personal or fun or just funny or whatever, send us a video, boompodcast@gmail.com, and we will put you up as part of the community spotlight. So that's that. Let's get into some emails.
Yeah.
We got some emails here.
I give up.
You need to give up. You need to give up.
I'm trying to. Suck. This is supposed to be build a bug. I can't tell one thing from another. Things are wings and bodies and torso.
This one is coming from Mr. Mitch Molina. And he asks us, you guys seem like the old school. What are your thoughts on Retro City Rampage? Oh, and if you haven't been on abobosbigadventure.com, you got to play this game. It's free and well worth the time playing it. Now, I said Abobos, and you gave out a big, so have you played it?
Heard of it.
Huh?
Heard of it.
Not played it yet. This is Abobo from Double Dragon, right? Mm-hmm. Big guy. I think I've seen this. So I'm going to have to actually check
that out.
I'm going to try it out. We'll talk about that the next podcast. Retro City Rampage. Have you seen this or heard of this?
No, what is that?
Retro City Rampage is supposed to be this game. I think it's coming out for like Wii and PSN and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's supposed to be kind of a mix between like Grand Theft Auto and I guess River City Rampage, I guess.
What's River City Rampage?
So, let's see. Remember River City Rampage for the NES?
You mean River City Ransom?
Yeah, River City Ransom.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So let's see, Retro City Rampage.
Yeah.
Let's see what this is about. We got a game here. We got some videos popping.
Delicious ass bugs.
Got some videos of popping in the dropping.
That was pretty cool. Now.
Well, do we have some videos? Oh, we're gonna watch it.
Yeah, sword.
We got a teaser trailer. This is Retro City Rampage, and we'll throw this up on the site so people can check it out. We're watching it now. Hmm. Music. Oh shit, he's punching him.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Hadouken.
Oh. Oh.
Mario. Hadouken.
Ah.
That's sword and shield.
Sword. What the hell is this? We got grenades, guns, swords. Shield. Contra type spread gun there.
Oh, I see why they call it Retro City. I see why I call it Retro City Rampage. I'm liking it.
This looks pretty interesting.
I like that. I would play that.
Yeah, I think I would play that. So it's kind of a...
It reminds me of the 3D Dot Heroes. It's like an homage to all the...
To all the oldness.
Classic games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
That's pretty cool. I will try it out.
I'll buy that. I like retro games.
And I have a Wii now, too. So if it's only on the Wii, I can play that.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. That was a good retro
That's
game.
That's pretty good. I didn't play that.
You didn't play that game? That game was fun.
Well, did you see the movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
I heard people really like that movie.
You didn't like it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I kind of want to watch it. You know, I'm going to have to check it out one day.
The game is fun as hell. It goes back to good old Double Dragon, even better.
Yeah.
Awesome music.
I thought the game was okay. It got kind of repetitive, though. I'm not much into the side-scroller fighters as much nowadays. Kind of boring a little bit.
They do get worn, like, yeah. After a while, you kind of just like, this game end?
Yes. But interesting enough, I can still go back and play some of the Double Dragons and have
those games were that
just as much fun with them, you know.
Those games, the stages were sweet, short, to the point.
And smooth.
Plus with the awesome boss fights.
Very awesome boss fights.
Big Black Bobo.
Thank you, Mr. Molina, for
thank you, sir.
Hitting us off with the emails.
Hey, thank you. Next.
The next one is from Stella.
Oh, Stella.
Let's go. Stella. He's talking about the Battlefield 300s Club, which, if you're on a part of it, come on. Go to battleclubgaming.com. Just click on the link for the Bounty Hunters Club. And every now and then, we're going to throw up a new target. And basically, you have to figure out how to get in and get the dog tags from that target. Every now and then, the thing might change. Like, maybe at some point, you'll have to get the dog tags plus top score in the game, or at least score more than the target in game. But whatever it is, you bring back proof of your victory, and we'll send you a prize. Might be a PSN card, might be some random goodies, might be a Boom Podcast shirt. Who knows? We'll send you something, though. We'll hook you up.
Yeah, we got to do that with Dark Souls, too. We'll make you a little more stipulations on it.
We have to figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Like invade. Okay, you have to invade someone else's world and kill them without taking any type of damage.
Ah, that's a difficult one.
And that's something you can't set up because the invasion is random.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't be able to call somebody and say, yeah, maybe we'll just do it. Nope. Wouldn't work.
Indeed.
Actually, it might work. But then maybe later. That's something we'll do later on. Think about.
All right. Here we go. It says, fellas, hope you made good at the Comic-Con. We didn't even end up going to the comic convention, but that's all right.
Yeah, man. That's okay. But you cleaned up.
Where did we go? Where did you go? Where the first place we went to was?
What was it called? Guard Tower.
Guard Tower.
Watchtower, Guard Tower.
Guard Tower.
Guard Tower.
Located on, was it Wilson Road?
No, it was on Treby.
Treby Road, which is, this was your spot, so you tell the people.
Okay, now this is one I actually found online. It pretty much is a, not a giant, but it's a store dedicated to board games, replacement pieces. They had, let's see what else they had. Oh, they had the card games, dice, for pretty much anything that you, if you have a board game for certain games, I'm not sure if all the pieces for all the games are there, but if you are missing pieces, they had sculptures you can build. They had in the back, they had a game room set up where people can, you know, you can come with your friends. Or if they're, I'm assuming they hold tournaments there too, you know, in the back. There's some people in the front about to start a game, and they were talking a bunch of gibberish. I don't understand your language.
I don't know.
You don't know your boogity. Oh, snap. We're going to talk about the one dude, the little boy that came in and was about to just start fucking shit up. Mm-hmm. He had his little scarf, his little red scarf, remember? Mm-hmm. I point him out. He has a little lunch pail suitcase, a silver suitcase. He had his gun in his other hand. I was like, wait, why are you going in there with a firearm?
Because he's about to fuck something up.
It's not that serious. But
it must be, because he's about to fuck something up.
That boy went in there, his mom and dad was behind him. Like, you going to follow me into the store.
The door open for him.
They was like, here, my lord. And they bowed. And I said, that is a real man. He's going to have many offspring just like him.
Who went in there to wreck shop?
You should have went in there and see what he's about to do.
What the fuck are these? These things good as hell.
Delicious. They're called Create a Bug.
Create a Bug. Fruit snack.
They're good, ain't they? They're addicting.
These are off the chain. I'm going to go buy a box of those. Life.
Big Lots. They had these for $1 at the clearance.
I'm about to get that.
They buy them up.
After we left there, we went to Pack Rat Comics, located up in Hilliard. If you're in Columbus, Ohio, go to Pack Rat Comics. They're really cool. I tore it up that bitch. I got a Wolverine trade, which takes the first 5 volumes of the Wolverine comic. I fucking forgot to go back to get because they ordered me some stuff too. My bad. I'm gonna go back and check that out. But I ended up getting some Catwoman from the new DC 52. I got almost all the Batmans. I already had the first 2. And I think I have to go back and get 4, but I got all the rest of them up to episode 7. I got the complete Batwing, the African Batman. So I got that whole series. So I need to read those. Right now, I cracked open the Wolverine. The Wolverine Goes to Hell.
Oh.
I'm really liking that one. It's a good tale. It's a good story.
Okay.
I like it. You have to read it when it. But I spent a pretty penny up in that motherfucker.
You did you like over 50, 60?
Some. My brother, because we went back, I think the first drop was like 40, and then went back and repaid for the Wolverine.
Yeah,
that was like another 20, 25. Yes. So
he came out the pocket.
It was a nice little dollar there, but it was good to read. It's expensive being trying to do comic books, man.
Yeah, that's why they're worth so much money later on.
You know, the thing about comic books is it's like there's a lot of people that they'll read like the number one or the first couple of episodes and be like, well, I'll wait until the trade. The trade is like a collection of issues of the comic book and the one book. But the thing is, if nobody buys the book, it's not going to make it to trade.
True.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of this balancing act. Like it was some, like when the DC 52 came out, there's a couple of comic book podcasts I listened to where there was a couple of them where they liked the comic, but they had other stuff to buy. So it was that, well, I'll buy the trade type of thing. But then when they was looking at the numbers, that ended up, some of those comics ended up being the ones that ended up getting canceled. So there will be no trade, as far as I know. And that sucks, because then you don't get the, and my thing about that is, why just cancel them? Like, if anything, let the comics, the artists, like, condense the story down and tell it in a novel, a graphic novel form or something, instead of just throwing it out, like, you know what I mean?
That's true.
I mean, you won't get as much detail and as much significance out of the story as if it was a whole series or ongoing series, but at least you get to finish the tale for those people who spent money on it.
Yeah.
They'll get some type of closure as to where this possibly was going, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's always... See, that's where I think... Yeah, see, yeah, that's my problem right there. I feel like you wasted money. You invested into a series. It gets canceled. And you're like, damn. Because you'll never get to finish it. Inuyasha, you son of a bitch.
That happens a lot.
That does.
In comic book. TV shows. How many TV shows to start watching? And then shit just get canceled.
Yeah.
And you don't know nothing.
I don't know which one I was watching. I did it a couple times.
How the fuck does it do?
Wayne's Brothers.
That don't count.
Well, they didn't get a finale.
They don't have a fucking ending.
No, they don't.
It's a show. It's like a
sitcom has an ending. Friends had an ending.
Yeah, because Friends make millions of dollars.
Seinfeld had an ending. The Wayne's Brothers don't get an ending.
It's because the Wayne brothers ain't make that money right.
That's all right. They ain't making money now.
The Wayne brothers did end. It turned into Mom, Wife, and Kids.
They even show up on that. You know, I know. Did they even cameo on that show?
I don't think they did.
That's weird. I wonder why they never put them on there. I was kind of wondering that one day.
That's a good show. I like that show.
That's what's funny.
That show was funny, My Wife and Kids.
I wonder why that. Tell me how that one got canceled. Please explain that one to me.
Just
y'all, all this other bullshit ass sitcom that guy that's still running nowadays, and a show like that didn't get, oh, whatever, man.
It's all about the money, man. It's all about the money,
man.
Oh shit, hold on, we didn't even read his whole email.
That was a big middle finger to Stella.
We start talking about. We just went off all of them.
That was like, y'all, fuck, oh, man, shit. Come on. That's why I'm leaving the community.
All right, shit, my bad. Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Blah, blah, the Comic-Con, which we just talked about. That's how we got tracked.
Yeah.
Anyone just give a congrats to Chris, a.k.a. DSonicX, for pulling off the Poppy tags. So, and that's what we got to give a shout-out.
Oh, okay.
To DSonic, to Chris. In our I'm going to say this is our first official bounty hunt. Because it's like, they ain't even motherfucking try on the PlayStation Nation, dude. But.
Work your way up.
To start Poppy, he was talking mad shit.
Got him.
So we threw him in there as the bounty hunter. Mm-hmm. He was the hunted.
Mm-hmm.
And they went in game and D-Sonic fucked him up.
Right.
So we won, and thanks to Stella. Mm-hmm. He's a Euro cat.
Mm-hmm.
So Stella hooked him up, hooked us up with a code to give to him. Mm-hmm. For to get us some PSN cash, and then we're gonna throw together a shirt for him and send it through him in the mail. Which it's taking a little bit of time, but I'm working on it. I'm just trying to, you know, get the cash flow right.
Here's a thought.
Huh?
Here's a thought. How often do you do the bounty hunts? Like, we say once every couple of months. So
I don't really have a set time for it.
Cause I was saying we could revolve the contest boxes around the bounties.
Oh, we can do that.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe have it out, and maybe whoever gets it gets the box. Maybe wait for a while, find somebody else, put it out. You know what I mean? So we can re-up our stuff, get everything ready.
Regenerate.
Exactly. We could do it. Yeah, based off the box right there.
That's good. Sounds good to me. So, yeah, and I already got the next target set up, so whenever we do that, I know who the next target is going to be already. Okay. And the next target for the headhunt, you know, as franchise, so we're setting that up. But congratulations to Chris for getting them dog tags.
Good job, sir.
He went in there. His knife was ninja gating. You know what I'm saying? He can't.
Ninja gating off of Nintendo or the really, really hard ninja gating that everybody hates?
The really, really hard ninja gating.
Whoa, you're a demon, sir.
Was, you know, he'd do it. He'd be in there, you know?
Whoa.
So to get them dog tags, you got to be smooth. But I was hoping he was going to last a little bit longer, though. That didn't work out, bro. That's okay. Let's see. I saw that shit go down, and for the record, Pantera was some supreme stealth ninja popping all over the map with Disturbed. Pantera down to seems like he's really good with the knife game. He just can't never get there first. You know? Wow. I played the end game. He is very stealthy. There was a couple of times I'm like, I'm by myself, shotgun out. Shanked. Who is it? Pantera. Fucker. He just can't get there first for some reason. I don't know what it is. He just can't get there first. Big respect for Poppy. True player, the objective gent, and God bless for stepping in where Torgo fears to tread. I don't know. Can we blame Torgo? Or do we blame the bounty hunters? I don't know.
I blame the bounty hunters. They didn't try hard enough. Y'all didn't bounty the hunting. They didn't hunt the bounty. Fabric softener.
Great fun, and kudos to the Battle Club Gaming setting these challenges up for us. You are welcome, sir. Trying to get people something fun to do.
Yeah.
And like I said, we might be tweaking it as we go along and shit. We might condense it down. Instead of having a headhunt and a bounty hunters club, we might combine them. That'll allow us to do better prizes and shit.
Yeah.
But for now, we're just keep it going how we got it going. BF3, shout outs to Sponge, Joker, Zonal, Griff, Poppy, Chris, Big Don, Mike, and shout out to myself, Staccata. Yaya didn't get a shout out.
I don't need no shout out. I'm just here.
Well, he did say, and all I missed.
He missed me. So he put you on there, but he didn't put me on there.
You ain't ever with the community.
That's true.
They don't even know you, sir.
They really don't.
They don't even know you.
They really, really
okay?
don't.
Okay? That's why you need to do a spotlight video, so they can know you.
I really don't. I play my games. I come, I do this show. I go home and I cry myself to sleep. Yes. Next!
Lonely. And he says, roll on those franchise tags, Stella, break over. So, welcome back, Stella. Shout out to Chris for getting them tags. Shout out for Disturbed Poppy for stepping up and taking the position of being the target to get the community rolling. Franchise, you up next, brother. You up next for the headhunt, so you better get prepared. Get your squad ready. Protect yourself.
Yourself, sir.
So, what do we got going on here? So, last week, we did some little drink thing, right?
Yeah, that was the coconuts.
And this week, we tried again. I don't even know if I put the picture of that up. I'm going to have to do that. But this week, we went out, and I got this combination pack, Jones Soda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, we're going to try these. Why are we doing this? Just because we like to keep this shit fresh.
Yes.
Okay? All right? Bad boys come out and play. Okay, that's how we like to do this. So which one are we gonna start with?
Good.
With.
Well,
the ghetto comes out in me.
So for palate's sake, we should work our way from strongest. I think this would be the strongest. Ginger.
So wait, you work from strong. Wait, you
weakest
to
strongest.
Weakest to strongest.
I think that'd be the strongest.
Ginger is probably the strongest. We got sugar plum. I don't even know what the fuck a sugar plum is.
I think candy cane would be the weakest.
What about pear tree?
I think pear tree should be first.
Then candy cane.
I think candy cane, like mint flavored, would be stronger.
Candy,
than
that. Is that going to be mint, though? So we'll go candy cane, sugar plum, pear tree,
partridge in a pear
sugar
tree,
plum,
sugar plum fairy,
candy canes,
candy cane,
and gingerbread.
Gingerbread man.
Okay, let's see.
We are cracking open the, which one is this one?
This is the pear tree.
Partridge in the pear tree.
Look. All right, let's see. All right,
Almost broke the glass.
You can smell. It smells like crap. It
smells like alcohol.
That's right.
I don't get it.
It's supposed to be pear flavor. Okay, I can get it in the aftertaste. Burp. Seriously, burp. If you can burp, you can kind of taste the pear flavor. I can't taste the pear flavor in that.
I think I'd rather just buy pear pop.
Is it pear pop?
Pear pop. It has to be a pear pop somewhere.
It's good. You can taste the pear.
All right. Now we're moving on to the sugar plum.
Yeah, I taste the pear
plum,
now.
Sugar plum, Jones soda, sugar plum.
This is going. I don't know. I never had sugar plum, so I don't know what I'm supposed to be tasting for.
Sugar plum. I don't even know what a sugar plum is. I don't even know if that's a real thing. Let's try it. Tastes like I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to be either. Tastes like sugar water.
I don't get nothing out of that.
Nothing out of that sucks. That's two down, and they both whack. All right, let's try
this. Damn, Jones, come on. You're supposed to be that.
Candy cane soda.
You're supposed to be from Canada, and you're supposed to have all these. I shouldn't have to have an expert palate, which I have a good palate, but I shouldn't have that expert palate to taste your goddamn flavor. Now, candy cane should be able to mess that up.
Yeah, candy cane should be easy.
Fucking
to get.
Cinnamon.
Let's put this shit together. Let's do this.
It smells like candy cane. It smells just like candy cane.
Yep, tastes like a candy cane. You know what it tastes like? You put candy cane in your water.
Yep.
Just let it melt.
That's good.
That's what it tastes like. So you don't even got to buy this candy cane Jones soda. Just get some candy canes, put them in water, let them melt. Same shit.
Oh, man.
That one's okay.
That's good.
All right. At least it accomplishes what the flavor is supposed to be.
Yeah, the other two. The pear was eh. Pear trees. I don't know what there's going with that one. Candy cane.
Try this.
I bet it's going to be, you know.
Gingerbread. I like gingerbread, though.
I think it's going to be pretty much, what's it called? Like a ginger ale. Maybe with some more flavor, like nutmeg and cinnamon.
Let's see.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's strong, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's crazy. That's good. That is really good. It tastes like a bread. It tastes literally like a bread.
And it's super sweet, though. Now, you know what this would be good for? Mm. If you was baking something.
That's good.
Ooh. Instead of using water, use the gingerbread soda.
I'm going to tell dialysis to run me a little extra tomorrow. Woo! I'm just playing.
That could work you down. So there it is. That was our Jones soda combination. Thoughts. Okay. Peach tree.
In order, I will go gingerbread first.
Gingerbread.
Candy cane.
Peach.
Pear. And then plum. What would you do?
Honestly, I would ignore all of them.
If you had to pick four, come on. Do it in order.
Although the gingerbread had the gingerbread flavor, I don't really care for it. I'd probably go pear,
mm-hmm.
candy,
mm-hmm.
ginger, sugar. Because the pear had a very subtle, like you could taste it, but it was just kind of,
yeah.
you know, they could have put some stronger pear flavor.
I think it was just missing. So, okay, now, if we go for drinkability, I would change my order up, though, to the pear, candy cane, sugar plum, then gingerbread. Because I couldn't drink much of that gingerbread, but it's the best tasting out of all of them.
One that tastes how it's supposed to taste. Yeah. Then I would agree with you. Gingerbread, candy cane, sugar plum, pear tree. That's how I would go. So, all right, yeah, that's it. That's how we do it at the Boom Podcast for BattleClubGaming.com. We just do random shit at you. 1 minute we talk about games. 1 minute we're talking about fucking your wife.
And I got...
oh, shit. now, check this shit out. So, I beat... Oh, if you're interested at all in the review for Final Fantasy 13-2, mm-hmm. go to the website. The review is up. Yaizzle, you should check it out.
I would want to
read the review and find out, am I interested in playing this game? I'm going to tell you one thing that will make you interested in playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
My comparison of the main antagonist, Caius,
mm-hmm.
I compared him attitude-wise to Sephiroth.
Really?
A little bit. I kind of got a little Sephiroth in there. Just that kind of... He had a very... set in his ways, this is what it is, this is some fucked up shit that happening or is happening, and I'm doing the right thing about it,
No matter what nobody says.
No matter what anybody says or no matter what happens.
Okay, that's a rough mentality.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, it is.
And then my other comparison was to Kefka.
I want to destroy the world, psychopath Kefka.
Now, until you... I don't want to tell you if you're going to play and beat the game. But there is a... In the review, I basically wrote that my comparison of him to Kefka will make sense once you've played the game and beat the game and stuff. So you have to play it and beat it, and then you'll understand why I said that.
Okay, now let me think. Now, whatever, everything I know about Kefka, because I played it and I've beaten that game more than one time, is Kefka is somebody who went mad after... Because I think they were refusing them with the magic site in the game. Something happened with his where he ended up going mad. I know he wanted to destroy the world and destroy everybody, cleanse everything. No, he's a fucking nut job. No, he killed a lot of people.
He's a nut job. He's a crazy guy.
Are you saying this guy's a nut job?
We'll see. You got to play it to find out, man. You got to play it. You know, it's only a 40-hour adventure. You can put 100 hours in the... And the thing is, you don't even really have to go through and do all the stuff to get to the end.
Mm.
You know, you could just play the basic storyline. I just wanted to stretch the game out. That's why I'm like 70 hours in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go through and just play the main game. Like I said, you really don't have to do any grinding.
Mm-hmm.
So, honestly, if you really go along at a good pace, you could probably beat it under 40.
It's not bad.
Maybe. You know what I mean?
You know what I've noticed, though, about... I don't know. I mean, it's just me. I don't know if anybody else has this problem. I've kind of evolved when it comes to video games. Like, I went from the basic, you know, RPG... click a button, does all the action for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I evolved into being able to control the character on screen. Click a button, but they'll still do everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have some control. Then I went to Monster Hunter, which was full control. Then there's Dark Souls, which is full control. And I don't know, sometimes when I go back to just to click the button, it's just, I don't know, it just didn't seem satisfying.
So you want more action-adventure as
well? I would love Final Fantasy to come out with, I mean, I know they have some for like DS and stuff. I like for another Final Fantasy to come out where he is, like action RPG.
Well, that's what the Final Fantasy Versus 13 is supposed to be. I think their battle system is supposed to be more in comparison to Kingdom Hearts.
See, I could do Kingdom Hearts. That's cool.
More Kingdom Hearts style than just regular Final Fantasy. And I think that's why. And honestly, I think when that game comes out, I don't think it's going to be called Final Fantasy Versus 13. They said it takes place in the same... It's supposed to take place in the same universe or whatever.
Is there
same place.
As Final Fantasy 13?
Yeah. As 13, as Type O, as all those... The Crystal Legend or whatever the fuck they call it.
Because
you know that all of these Final Fantasies are all supposed to be surrounding one myth.
What's that?
The Crystallis, Crystal.
All the crystal stuff they just changed the name of.
Mythos, yeah. Mystilicis.
No,
it's all supposed to be entangled into one big story with the goddess Etro and the Fauci and all this shit. Now, how that plays into 13-2, I don't know, but we'll see. But they were saying that the game was so different, though, that it really didn't fall into the category of a Final Fantasy game, really.
Wow.
So
what is a Final Fantasy game, bro? Like, I've never had played any two Final Fantasy games that were exactly alike.
I mean, they're not exactly alike, but there are, like, even with the change in the battle system, using the paradigm stuff, you could still, like I said, you could take that back to Final Fantasy X-2, which was the same shit.
Mm.
And then even back before that, the other games where you could, what was the one, the older one, the 1, 2, 3, or 4, where you had the job classes you could change and shit.
Yeah,
so, I mean, all of this is just carryover of different Final Fantasy stuff, really. But I think this one is supposed to be so to the left that maybe, like, if you played it, you wouldn't even think, oh, this is Final Fantasy
game.
You know what I mean?
But you know what? Nothing wrong with change.
No, I'm all up for change.
People complain about games being blending together and stuff, so this they're willing to step out. I'll give it a shot.
I'm thinking that this whole thing is going to be a way for them to kill off the Final Fantasy franchise and introduce a different franchise to take its place. And again, you have to beat 13-2 and figure out, find out everything that happens, and then once you figure it out, hit up a Final Fantasy wiki, read some of the story about the history of the Final Fantasy universe now that take place in 13-2 and all that shit. And then I think you'll see what I'm saying. But I say play it.
About them shutting it down? I don't know. I think they are.
It might still be Final Fantasies, but I think they're just... because that's like the franchise. And I think they want to make room for other franchises. Because no matter what game comes out by Square Enix, it's always like, well, when's the next Final Fantasy? You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what the fuck they put out. And their other shit kind of gets ignored. And it's not even that their other games might be bad, but, you know, people just want that next Final Fantasy game.
Put it the right.
So how do you stop that from happening? You kill it and you replace it.
See, that's kind of hard. You're going to tell me that 13-2, they're going to... That's like, they can't do that. If they're going to kill it, just kill it. But how are you going to say 13-2? I'm not saying you. I'm saying, but how are they going to say 13-2? And the end of that, and then you go to Wikipedia and all this other stuff, you'll see why they're going to kill it. How could 13-2 be the end all of end all?
This is just my conclusion of the event. Not saying that 13-2 is the end of it all. I'm just saying I think, to me, my interpretation of the events and stuff that are taking place is going to be the death of the Final Fantasy series.
So are you saying that this story is going to carry over into a new series? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I'm thinking. That there's going to be branch off stuff from this that is going to create, and maybe instead of Final Fantasy, it'll be not Final Fantasy.
Beginning
Fantasy.
Well, they did that with Wishnam, the manga series, though. So.
How so?
How so? Because I think it was the one for Game Boy, which was called Final Fantasy, which actually was, I don't know if he was in Secret of Mana in Japan, but it was Final Fantasy. It was like a top-down view. Mm-hmm. That spun off into the Secret of Mana series.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the Legend of Mana and all that other Sinking Densetsu 3.
Could be. Could be how that works.
So, okay, if you're saying that happens, are you saying that the branch off is going to be Final Fantasy, whatever.
I think
stop, branch into another series, and that's it.
I think that Final Fantasy Versus 13 is going to be their testing ground for new RPG ideas, maybe more action-packed Western type. Not necessarily Western, but just more involved. I'll say that more because Western RPGs tend to be more involved than JRPGs, because JRPGs deal a lot with just stats, like you said, you press a button, action takes place, but it's more about inventory, handling the inventory, handling the armor, handle your characters, level up. You basically, JRPGs, you do all the behind the scene work to watch your character make its way through the game and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Sorry, you mean like Final Fantasy 14?
I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, man.
It's supposed to be better now. It's supposed to be better now. But I think that...
Can't defend that crap.
Versus 13 is going to be a step into getting rid of the Final Fantasy. Not out of hatred or nothing, but just to bring in a new blockbuster Square Enix title that they need to do properly.
I think... I think Final Fantasy is starting to run its course, too. Love it to death, but... Yeah.
And you're doing Final Fantasy music games and shit. But here's this bullshit, though.
That's when you know shit going bad.
Right. But here's that bullshit. People are saying that, okay, I can't even tell you that.
No, go ahead.
Okay. At the end of it, it's a to be continued, right?
Okay.
So I'm thinking Final Fantasy 13 too? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe the continuation is Final Fantasy 13 or Final Fantasy Versus.
Right.
But if you read interviews and shit, they're talking about that the true ending will come in DLC. What kind of fucking shit is that?
Are they doing that bullshit?
Shit is true, I'm going to be pissed.
Are they pulling a Mass Effect 3 on us?
If they... See, now here's the thing. At least Mass Effect 3 had a proper ending. People just didn't like it, okay? What they're telling us is that we bought a $60 game and don't get a proper ending. We have to buy the proper ending.
So the ending... Just the ending sequence... You have to pay for.
No, like, the game ends. You see the ending movie scenario. Stuff happens. And then it says, to be continued, right?
Correct.
Like, you would think, okay, this is 13-2, to be continued, must be a 13-3,
yeah.
Okay? If you're digging deeper, like I said, you might think, okay, maybe this is going to branch off into Final Fantasy versus
13.
Because if you know anything about that game, like I said, it's supposed to be set in like a more real-life version of the Final Fantasy universe, more based off of real existence, okay? So you think, now if you play Final Fantasy 13-2 to the end, you'll see how that can make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but no, but you know, the thing is, Square Enix is known for lying about shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They will lie until the day a game comes the fuck out.
They're good, okay? With that. I like Square Enix for that.
They lie. They lied the fuck about the shit not coming out on Xbox.
Lies.
Motherfuckers went out and bought PlayStation 3 to play it. The shit came out on Xbox. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're habitual liars when it comes to shit they sell their community. So they could just be saying there's no 13-3, but there will be. But as far as my understanding, they're supposed to be releasing DLC to expand the story. It's bullshit to me. You gave us a fuck ending, and then you want us to pay to get the real ending? That's bullshit. So, I don't know. But that's my.
This is why I'm not doing next gen. I'm done. This is my last system. I'm done. I'm done. Because all they're going to do is just get more fucking greedy when the next generation systems come.
You know, I'm starting to agree, man.
I'm not.
I'm almost with you.
Fuck PlayStation. I'm for real. Like, people think I'm joking. I'm being dead serious. I will not be getting a PS4. I will not be buying no Xbox 720, whatever the fuck it's called. I may go with the handhelds. I will fuck with some handhelds. Because sometimes they're usually never greedy with handhelds. You'll get what you get.
Get what you get, yeah.
But
yeah.
Systems, no. I'm done. PS3 is my last one.
I don't know. I'm starting to be very disappointed in the way, and not even just the systems. I'm starting to be disappointed in the way these companies are handling these new, just the way that the industry is going. It gives them more opportunities to rip you off, mm-hmm. And the fact is the companies are taking those opportunities. Unfortunately, they're taking those opportunities.
They'll say, hey, we'll give them this game, we can always bring, because we don't have to tell them we're bringing downloadable content. They could have had downloadable content already ready when they brought the Final Fantasy 13-2 out. And they was like, yeah, it was just, you know, because we're liars anyways. Let's just say we ain't got nothing. And then, boom, dropping on them.
And you know, it's fucked up because it's like, okay, Capcom just came out. And you know the big we was talking about the other week about the characters on the disc and shit.
Yeah, it's some bullshit.
And they're basically saying that they don't see any difference in having the characters already on the disc available or releasing them at a later date and making you download them. That all it did, because you have it on disc, it unlocks and it's easier for you to get that DLC. I mean, at the end of the day, you're doing the same thing. You're paying for the content. But I feel like the fact that I already bought this disc, I should have what is on this fucking disc.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't want me to have this, unless I pay money for it, then give it to me separately.
Yep.
Okay? It is on a product that I already bought. How are you going to make me pay more to get that product off of something I already fucking purchased? You know, that's like when you rent a, back in the day when you used to rent a U-Haul. And he had to pay to use the dolly.
Oh, yeah. Remember that bullshit? What the fuck?
You already paid for the fucking truck. Why I got to pay to use the dolly? Like, it was bullshit back then and it's bullshit now. What you think?
Hey, all right. I already spoke my mind on it. I'll tell everybody how I felt. I don't need to repeat it.
I mean, what do you think about them saying it's the same shit? Like, it shouldn't matter.
Okay.
Matter.
As a response to that, that is bullshit. If it's on a disc, if the product is ready, if the people for the Vita got that product free, you're saying that you charge, you're going $100 to play your game? Your game's not worth $100. Damn, your game probably ain't worth $60, to be honest with you. It's a fucking fighting game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The only different thing about your fighting game is that they got that little gym system, where the fuck they want to call it. It's still a fighting game. It's still going to wear thin. People are eventually going to get tired of it, and it's going to get moved on from. To warrant the fact that you're going to pay almost $100 for this game is bullshit. The content was already on the disc. Nobody would have cared that they had to get it as downloadable content if the characters weren't ready. But the characters were done. What they should have did was, all you had to do was give us those characters and come out with another maybe 10 or 15 other characters that you could have pulled from any Capcom game, any Namco Bandai game, and put them on. as downloadable content to re-up your money that way, instead of trying to rip people off.
And you know the thing is, it ain't even like that game is so big that it had to be delivered through DLC.
No.
Or some shit. Like, I could understand that. If you gave me so much fucking content that that fucking Blu-ray was completely full and you couldn't jam anything else on that Blu-ray.
Yep.
So you was like, okay, we've got these other characters that we were tooling around with. Throw them up there, $1, $2 a piece for a character, $10 for 15 characters. You know, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because you already gave me so much content that these other characters are irrelevant. But if I want to expand my experience by doing that, cool. But your game is nowhere near filling up a fucking Blu-ray.
No.
I'm not even a tech dude like that, and I can tell you that shit.
Yeah, I've seen demos of the game. That's what everybody was saying, that people that are complaining about this game said there's not enough content on this to justify them at the $60 price point on top of another $20 for all the characters.
Well, exactly. It makes no sense. Like, you could have probably put this game plus fucking the last two versions of it all on one disc.
Yep.
Up-res with the highest graphics possible. And it, you know what I mean? So it's bullshit. It's a bullshit thing to say that it's not the same thing. It is the same. It's different. It's not the same.
And oh, shit. Oh, my God. Capcom. If y'all sons of bitches drop any more later versions of y'all's fighting games, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna smack you. How many different Street Fighter 4s do we need? There's Street Fighter 4. There's Street Fighter, the Super Street Fighter 4. There's Street Fighter 4, the Tournament Edition. Plus, they had the downloadable characters.
You know what they do? They try to blame that on the community.
No.
Because that's how Street Fighter 2 was. They're keeping with the tradition of how Street Fighter 2 was.
No.
And then how Street Fighter Alpha was and shit. We had all these different versions of the same game and shit.
No,
we don't want that. Just bring us the goods. But they're not. Apparently, they're not supposed to be doing that with the one that they just released. It's Tekken versus whatever.
Bullshit. I call them bullshit.
They're supposed to say that any updates they can do could be done through downloadable content instead of to release a whole new, you know, game. But even, I don't know, man. I'm done.
Well, here's my thing. Why do we have to pay for characters in the first place?
I don't know.
It's not like we're getting, I don't care if it's $2. It's not like we're getting something. We're back in, like, you know, the Genesis days, Super Nintendo fighting games, PlayStation, you know, the Tekkens and stuff in them days. The characters we got were the characters we got. You know what I mean? And all the characters that they thought about bringing on the game, we got. Now that they got this downloadable content stuff, they're thinking, okay, now we got to make them charges for all the characters that we would have given them anyways. At some point, we got to make them pay. How's that fair?
And I could even understand if you did some shit where, like back in the day, maybe you had to do certain things to unlock certain characters.
Yeah.
But if you didn't want to fuck with that.
You didn't have to.
You didn't want to play. You had no interest at all in playing the single player game to unlock characters, right?
Yeah.
You just wanted to play Street Fighter for the multiplayer, for the tournament shit. Then you can pay to download the characters.
Yeah.
And just have them off back, where you can just skip all the having to play through all the time and figure out what special shit you got to do to unlock it. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to still have that option, you could have all the characters by playing through the different scenarios like back in the day and unlocking all the characters.
Y'all some greedy.
But they just took that out just
greedy,
to get money.
Greedy.
Y'all the get money crew.
And you know
hey, y'all get money.
You know what that equals to? Playability. To have to sit there and play and unlock all the characters made you play the game longer and you felt fulfilled at the end of the game.
And it made you learn the characters.
Yes. Instead of having to drop... Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man.
Squaresoft, Square Enix. You know what, Squaresoft? I miss Squaresoft. Enix done just fucked them up. I think Enix got something to do with this. Enix is poisoning them.
I don't know what's going on in this world, man.
Remember Illusion of Gaia? Didn't Enix make that game?
Oh, Illusion of Gaia was awesome.
Why they not rebrought that game? Like,
I don't know. I would do all the Illusion of Gaia, Terranigma.
Secret of Evermore,
yep.
I don't understand why which name was never brought over.
Who?
Even into like the DSs and stuff.
Who?
Secret of Mana 2.
Oh yeah.
Now, that one baffles me though, because they've done we've gotten almost every single one, I think, except for that one. It's kinda weird. This is the 3DS now. They've done all the Final Fantasies. What's up with that one? It's like, what's with that rogue? And it was an obscure game. But ever since emulators have come on the scene and people have actually translated it, yes, people are clamoring for why we do not have this game.
There's a lot of stuff. Why don't we have it? And you know, especially Sony, they dropped the ball on so much shit, man.
Yeah, Sony, yeah.
They just can't do nothing right. Like, you go to the store and you look at the PS2 offerings. It's so much shit on a PS2 that could be over here expanding that library and keeping you on the PS3 longer. Mm-hmm. It's so much shit on the PlayStation 1 they could put on there to expand that library. It's so much shit on the fucking PSP that they could port over and make playable on the PS3. Shit that didn't have a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, because of the problems that the PSP was having.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they could get a second life as a PSN game and shit that y'all could port over. And I know it's not just as simple as porting stuff over. I understand that. It's lightning or licensing and stuff behind it. And there's all kind of other shit. But, I mean, come on. Y'all got so many wells that y'all can just run dry the fuck through. And they just don't even to move.
Crash.
Like, we just went downstairs doing the move. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. But just looking at the state of the PlayStation Move. And it's not even just the Move. I mean, the Wii as a whole motion platform, I think, is sales-wise, it's a success. But software-wise and shit, I think it's a failure.
Yeah.
For as long as that system's been out to really go out and find a shelf full of games, I should be able to have a shelf full of games of every fucking console I own.
True.
I can't. I could do that with the PS3. I could probably do that with the Xbox 360. But with the Wii, there's no way I can do that. I can't. And if I did, it would be all Mario and Zelda and Metroid.
Stupid ass party
and
games.
And some little other things, you know, like
sports bundles.
Zack and Wiki was fun. I like that game. It was a couple little sprinkles here and there, but I don't even think you'd be able to get a shelf full out of that shit, man. It's
that's rough.
But they just dropped the ball. I don't know, man.
I think they should have never. I don't know. To me, it was a novelty. To me, it was just something I bought because it was on the cheap and I got a good deal for it. That's the only reason I got it. If they happen to have a game for it that I might get, so be it. But, like, it's not. I put no merit to it. None at all.
And it's
that's pretty bad to say about
Let's get into it. So we did some videos. We played around with the PlayStation Move. So let's start from the beginning. We'll work our way to the end. We'll give impressions of how it worked out. Or how it didn't work out in some cases. But you can also see the videos. I'm going to throw the videos up at battleclubgaming.com. See us act silly, play some PlayStation Move games. And, you know, you can check those videos out. So, okay, what did we play? What did we start out with?
Yeah, what did we start with? You did the, which one did you do? You went first, didn't you?
I believe I did. And I play Medieval Moves.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Medieval Moves. I actually kind of like that game. It's pretty fun. The only thing I didn't like was the fact that it was on rails.
It's a real game. It's a real game.
I didn't like that. I wanted to have control over my character.
It would have made the game better, yeah.
To make it like a Zelda adventure game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, losing that control makes me not want to play the game. Because then all it does is take it down to slashing your arm around, yeah. And you don't really have to think about anything. You know, if they would have made that a full-fledged adventure game, I think that should. It was fun, but I think as a full-fledged adventure game, it would have been.
Oh, I bet it would have been good.
Exciting. It would have been great. It would have been something that I could really sit down and sink some time into. As of now, playing it and having to be on the rails, it's, you know. I don't even know if I would make it all the way through the whole game one time, because it would just eventually get boring.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. True. Give me some. They could have did some real Zelda. They should have just ripped off Zelda.
Fuck Zelda.
That could have been PlayStation's Zelda.
Yes.
That could have been.
Except for 3D Dot Heroes already took that position.
Well, I mean, 3D Dot Heroes, was that just Sony? Well, that's a blatant Zelda ripoff. Like, that's Zelda, like, room for room. I'm just talking about the gameplay style, the adventure, dungeon-esque style that was Zelda. Make that.
They could have.
You know what I mean? Not rip off Zelda, but that style of game that Zelda kind of forefronted.
You know, it's never too late. It could be a, you know, medieval, you know, too.
And if there is, it needs to
expand on it.
Because apparently, I don't know. Fuck it. But that's what they should have did. What else did we play?
You know what? I'm going to say something real quick. Please, people, community members, other gamers, stop calling everything a goddamn clone. This is a Zelda clone. This is a Mario clone. This is a Contra clone. You dumbasses. What other type of games are they supposed to make? Unless they, like, blatantly rip the game off. You got, like, I could see somebody right now playing a game. Let's say it was Medieval Moves. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. And they got this stuff going. It's an adventure game. They're walking around. They're swinging their sword. No. This is a Zelda clone. I don't want to play anymore. They're ripping off Zelda. Man,
that's what they said about...
Fuck
up. That's what they said about... what was the game? With the Four Horsemen guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the new one's supposed to be coming out. I don't even remember what that shit was called, but it's about the Four Horsemen guy, and the shit's supposed to be cut.
No, you're talking about
Dark Man's in space. Horsemen, Four Horsemen, Dark Man in space, Horsemen.
Yeah.
Man, oh my God, THQ, that company is going down. fuck, I can't believe. They are going downhill like a motherfucker. Every time I look at the stock price, down, roller coaster. Tracks are falling off. Shit. What else did we? All right. And then you play.
Oh, I did the
shoot.
The shoot.
How was the shoot?
If you like shooters like Resident Evil, House of the Dead, on rails with shoot. It's fun. It was a little fun. It was a fun game. Now, here's the issue. Another issue with Sony. Oh, Lord. For some reason, Sony's product, the eye, and when you sync it up with the motion controller, and it seems to happen for almost every game I've played so far, or demo, the crosshair wants to strafe to the right. Not to the left, not up or down, but to the right. You'll slowly see it happening. And throughout the game, you'll notice that you're having to move the controller a little more to the left. It's a problem that a lot of people have been having. I don't think anybody's found a way to fix it yet. If people have got the system and know how to fix it, let me know. But I'm not going to invest any money into any games until this problem is fixed. Because the last thing I want to do is sitting around pausing my game every 5 to 10 minutes, having to fix the calibration on the game just to continue to play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying money. More money for games like that. So I won't buy any games until they fix that problem. Either it can do through some sort of patch or something they could do for either for the games or somebody they can, but they're not getting any more of my money until they fix that problem. That's ridiculous.
No more money, Sony.
It's like the Wii came out before you and the Kinect. And then you came out with yours. And then you decided that you're still gonna have an issue with your system. Like, really?
Learn PlayStation? Something.
Yeah, really. See, I'm sorry. Really.
You did have fun with the game, though.
The game was fun.
It's basically Western setup, shooting gallery.
Yeah.
Shoot the guys, don't shoot the girls.
This is the done of awesome.
Use the move, aim it at the ground, do earthquake, shit like that.
Spin around,
do little twirls.
That was kind of fruity.
Stuff happens. What else did we play? What else?
After that, you played... What did you play up there?
Resistance after that?
Okay. Resistance debacle.
Dad, you're gonna if you wanna watch any of these videos, make sure you watch the Resistance.
We're not even gonna talk about it. You gotta watch that video.
Just watch that. We're gonna skip Resistance.
Alright.
And then we played the
boxing game, then the fighting game didn't work.
Yeah, the fighting game didn't work.
Sony's greediness yet again.
Yes. Now how long did this demo last? About
less than a minute.
Why did it only last less than a minute?
Because these bastards, you have to have two motion controllers.
Two.
So let's take away the price cut that they did. Let's say you bought the basic bundle for $150. That's what all the basic bundles are going for, $150. Another $40-$50 for a navigation controller that you're going to need for some of the games. Another $30 or $40 for the another motion controller. But another $50 to $60 for the game. This is for an accessory to a system.
Ridiculous. We couldn't even get into the game because we didn't have two motion controllers. Why is there not a motion controller ball on the top of the navigation controller?
Thank you.
So that you can use the navigation controller as a second motion controller when it's necessary. Why do you have to waste money and go out and buy another fucking motion control? I just farted on it because it makes no sense.
Here's another thing. Why not just have the camera eye have motion sensor on it for those type of games?
It does, because they have the fucking Kung Fu game on there where you play, you don't even use the fucking controller.
So what?
You just kick shit. You just kick shit. It's called Kung Fu Kick, Kung Fu Grip, Hustle, Kung Fu Kung.
So who do we blame? Sony? No, we still blame Sony, because they released that bullshit game.
But you know what? You blame the developers. You blame everybody who had anything to do with it that's trying to milk you. But you know what? The developers could have figured out a way to make you be able to play that game without fucking having to have two fucking controllers.
Because the eye camera has sensor on it already, like you explained. They could just use a navigational controller like the Wii does. God damn it. Do we really have to go back to the Wii PlayStation to teach you how to do shit right?
It's thing. Motherfuck. Like, if I can... Like, okay, when the PlayStation Eye came out, there was already games where you just moved your hand, touch stuff, grab stuff, do stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, if it's a fighting game, right, and technically the whole thing can see me, why do I have to play it with the controller at all? Now, I understand that having the controller gives you more of a thing, but if you put me in game, put me on the fucking screen versus a fighting opponent, and the camera can pick up my movements, then how come I just can't connect it? Do it like fucking Kinect.
Because Sony sucks. I'm going to say it. I know what? I am this close. I am this close going back to being a Nintendo fanboy. I'm this close. I'm like, y'all can't even see how my fingers are like almost touching each other. They're like, we're going to touch each other. Not yet. Ooh, but Sony's just going to like, he's going to push me over the brain. They're going to rub together because I am going to just go. Because at least Nintendo does what it does good. Okay? Nintendo will bring out their little kitty games. They don't say they're sorry about it. But I did hear. Are you the one that said that Nintendo is trying to go back to his hardcore gamers? They're trying to re-grasp his hardcore. I think they're trying. Yeah, I think they're one of the more adult-oriented games, I guess, they're trying to go for now for the hardcore gamers.
Well, the Wii U will have more advanced graphical capabilities. As it's supposed to be more in line with PS3 and Xbox 360. So they'll be able to bring out games that can be like the Call of Duties and whatever, and Assassin's Creed and shit like that. Now, on that point, it was somebody that was saying, because the Wii is not going to be as strong as those systems, that they're not going to be able to cater to hardcore gaming.
What?
That makes no fucking sense.
You dumbass. You ever played Nintendo, you stupid fuck?
Yeah, you ever played a fucking Nintendo? Contra is for hardcore gamers. And that is nowhere near the graphical capability.
Whoever said that? You little bitch. I want you to go to Contra. Contra 1. And I want you to play that shit without the Contra code and run through it. And then say that same phrase to me right now.
And I mean, even now, the Zelda, that's a hardcore game and shit.
Yeah.
It may be more cartoony and shit, but that don't make it less hardcore. Even the Marios be hardcore and shit.
Yeah.
The Marios be having challenge to them.
Mario
those play. Just ain't okie doke games you just gonna run through and shit. Those you gotta play that shit.
I think Mario 64 was the easiest one out of all of them.
And even that
shit. That shit was hard. Yeah. I think. Yeah. Oof.
So it's like I don't understand that. I don't understand that argument.
You probably don't know what a hardcore gamer or a hardcore game comp or hardcore gamer or making something hardcore for gamers is even about.
Because you know, and the thing
it's about graphics. No, you.
The thing, anything, fucking Dance Central could be hardcore.
Hell yeah!
Throw that shit on expert mode. I want any of you motherfuckers who think you hardcore to get up and play Dance Central on motherfucking hardcore and get a motherfucking perfect score on that shit, and then tell me how much of a hardcore gamer you is.
You don't even know what hardcore gamer means.
No fucking no.
If you grew up with Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis, Magus Master System, all them game systems, you know what it means to be a hardcore gamer. Sonic and stuff.
I don't know, man.
Fuck,
I was just like, I didn't understand that at all. I didn't understand that at all.
Shut up. Just shut up. But, not you, but him. Shut up.
What was we talking about? I don't even remember now.
Yeah, we were going on tirade today. It's like our angry show.
I don't even know. I don't even fucking know, man.
I think it's that time of the month. Oh, my goodness.
Fucking,
Oh, flashes.
So the PlayStation Move.
Fuck
and then
it.
We played the dance game. Which, I like the game, but that is the worst fucking demo. You literally play 30 seconds. They give you three songs in the demo. You get like 30 seconds of each song, if that. That is not a fucking demo.
That is a demo, not a
You, why did I waste my time downloading that shit, punk bitch?
God, today's been really? a disappointing day.
You couldn't give me three full songs? I can even understand if you stopped score, or even if you made it so you didn't score the demo.
Okay.
You just got to do the moves. You got perfect, perfect, good, good, nice, nice, or whatever. But they didn't actually give you a score for what you was doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But gave me the full song so I can get it popping, get it dropping, pop, 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 right?
Yeah.
But they already, yeah, you don't give me like 30 seconds of shit and then just shut the shit off on me. Yeah, like the whole demo is like a minute 30. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, guys. You can do better. You can do better. It's bullshit. You can do better.
And the last bullshit move game is Apex Skate.
Apex Skate. I didn't know what was going on.
Let me tell you why this game was some bullshit.
I was confused. I was like, I stopped paying attention. I just let the camera run. I think it died during Apex Skate.
These Sony are whores. You hear me? Why at the beginning of it, the two chicks come in, right? You're like, okay, it's about to be on the Kraken. Here, take this. And I'm thinking, oh, they're going to throw me a net. They throw a fucking motion controller. I said, no, Sony. No, no, Apex.
You know what's funny? Shit. When you're actually playing the game, the net is a net attached to the motion controller. Did you see that?
Yes.
It's attached to the motion. It's not even a net. It's a net attached to a motion controller.
Like, Sony, for you going to whore yourself out like, okay, we don't see the motion controller in our hand. We didn't pick it up. We didn't look at the big ass phallic ball on top of it.
The fact that we're playing the game, with
the ball. The ball's blinking all the multicolors and stuff. It's not even an Epic Escape game in a natural sense that you control, which I thought it was. You control a character on screen. You're running around, mm-hmm. and you're just whipping the thing as a net.
Isn't that how it should be?
It's a first person game where the monkeys come at you and you have to catch them in your net.
Again, dumb. Why not just give us a fucking Ape Escape adventure game like Ape Escape is supposed to? I like Ape Escape.
That's an awesome game. That is a good game.
You know what I'm saying? Why not give us that game but control the fucking net with your inventory and stuff with the motion control? Like, why do they feel like in order to do motion control gamings, they have to dumb that shit down to the
bare minimum.
Yes, they have to.
He's so angry, he can't think of the words to say about the damn move.
Oh man, I don't know, man. They're
insulting gamers.
They're not.
I swear to God, companies are not putting any effort into their games. Like really, there was no reason. Why the Ape Escape, like you said, the medieval moves was on rails. Like, really?
They could have just been full products, like a real game. They could have been, those could be hardcore games if they, I could even understand having an on rail option.
Yeah.
Okay? For people who just want to, for their kids or something, you throw the controller in their hand. You let the game take them where they need to go. They got to do is swing around and fight, swing their net and shit. You know what I'm saying? But for me, a game gamer who wants to get into my games.
This guy over here.
Let me control my shit. Let me control my character. Let me run around and get the monkeys. Let me run around and put monkeys in nets and hang them in trees.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
New
t-shirt concept, because I've now got Staccato joining me. Battle Club Gaming, now with 20% more racism.
That's racist that you thought racism.
Dude, you said get monkeys.
No, you were
get a rope, tie a noose,
about no rope.
And hang them from a tree.
Now, how is that racist to hang a monkey?
Uh-huh.
Unless you're McQueen.
Man.
I would just like to state that even though this sounds racist and shit, we are black people. So, not to say that that's okay, but. No. Yeah.
Wait, we're talking about who we sending that shirt to?
The Sonic.
Hey, ask Sonic what's that on your shirt.
Yes, now he gonna get beat
Boom
up.
Boom podcast. Now 20% more racist.
Oh, shit. Man, what the fuck else is going on in this world?
Let me see. What
man, so I popped back in Resistance.
The online?
Playing the multiplayer in Resistance. I'm kind of disappointed because sometimes the community is kind of empty on some of the... You can always find people in deathmatch. You can always find people in team deathmatch.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it can be difficult to find people in the objective game base modes.
So. What's that? Oh, that's the one where... Like on the other one, too, where you... Have a team that's gonna do stuff. Oh, it's not like that.
No, they took that out. That's the co-op. This is basically like capture the flag, capture the nodes, shit like that. They sometimes it can be hard to find matches in those games, and that sucks. But all in all, when it comes to a fun multiplayer experience, I will reach for that. Before I ever reach for Battlefield. Honestly, I will play Battlefield 3 and stuff with the community. But if it's just up to me playing a game, I'm playing a multiplayer, I'm playing Resistance. Until something else comes out, I'm playing Resistance, man. That shit is just fun to me. It's different. The weapons is different. You know, it's the people are good at the game. And it's one of those games where... Like, I got in the game, I hadn't played for so long, I was whack. But after about a half an hour and getting back into the groove, I'm at the top of the charts, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So regardless of how you play, I feel like you could be a novice, get in the game, and be able to hold your own and be able to still do good, you know what I mean? And you rack up experience at a good pace, so you feel like there's this constant sense of growth and shit. And it's exciting, it's fun as shit, man. It's a good game. It's a really good game.
Poor Resistance. Poor Resistance.
And you know, it's supposed to be, at least from Insomniac, they're not fucking with Resistance anymore, I guess.
What?
Which is kind of, it's disappointing, man.
Why? Sales that bad?
I don't know, man. I don't know. And they were saying that the franchise is dead. Sony still might do shit with it. But, which, I mean, I hope they do because it is... franchise I don't want to see die.
That's some bullshit.
But man, it's people just over. They are not.
Yo, support.
Give a nigga this just do, man.
Bullshit like Halo and Battlefield 3 and all these other wannabe first person shooters that are coming out. They're just garbage. But you get a genuinely good first person shooter that even a person like me who doesn't play first person shooters says is an outstanding game. I'd give it a perfect score if I could. No, I mean, it doesn't even matter.
It's the way of life, man. It's the way of life, man. It's how it goes sometimes, and that's how the way. That's the way it went on there, man.
Haters, man. They hate it because they don't want to admit nothing's better than what their fan's sake is.
I don't know, but all I know is that, like I said, man, I'm Resistance all day.
I will. Resistance is a great game. That's
you want to join me in Resistance 3? Staccata, Staccata on the PSN.
I'll be on there soon. I'm about to hop on there.
Ordo Chicken. How do you spell Ordo Chicken?
Ordo Chicken is R O C H I Ken.
There you have it.
If you can't spell Ken, go back to school, education, take a little lunch pail, maybe some apples, peanut butter jelly sandwich.
To me, it's one of the good games, man.
Some fruit snacks. Take these delicious Create a Bug fruit snacks with you. Maybe a diet here. Maybe one of these Jones sodas.
Maybe Jones soda.
Maybe the Candy King with his.
So Christmas. What else is going on, brother?
That's about it for me.
That's it.
I've just been angry with gaming lately.
A lot of mad with
I've
gaming.
I've just been angry with gaming lately. Like, you don't know. Like, I'm the one to just give it up. Just find a new hobby. Like, I've been actually talking to a few people about, like, what should I do as a new hobby instead of gaming? That's how mad at gaming I am right now.
You can go to the board game shop and learn how to play board games. Instant community.
Actually, I could.
What Instant game? You don't even have to make friends. You just go in there with your little figurines, looking all cool and shit, throw it down in a fatigue knapsack. I'm in.
Angry black
guy. Bring out your level 35 mage, dwarf, king, knight, elf, sci-fi, bounty marine, alien killer, with a staff of hurrah. And you can play some games.
You know what? Maybe I will. Maybe I'll try to afford it. What's the most... Oh, I'm going online. I'm going to find the most popular board game going on right now. Everybody has to have. We'll see.
Well, why don't you go to the shop and see what they're all playing?
I don't talk nerd.
Huh?
I don't talk nerd.
No, you'd be like, I'll talk OG. What are you guys playing? I would like to purchase it and learn to play and possibly be a part of your community.
And they were like, oh, look at this, you big-lipped monkey. Wow. Look, sir, we need your kind in here. Get out. Then you overlook the big swastika back of the shop to the... Oh, wow, really? Really? Dude,
just cut off your rant with a fart.
I think our shows, if we had like a scale here, you know what I mean, like a chart, mm-hmm. how, you know, income, growth, and decline, ours would go like this, like, oh, we're doing good, and then just down
here.
You might see a little spike down, right down, baby, here.
Down the roller coaster.
And then down. Then we'll kind of green off the road.
until the show ends.
I don't think we're going to hit 25 episodes.
So visit us at www.battleclubgaming.com. Check out the community. Check out the forums. Comment on some articles. Comment on the podcast. Check out the Battle Club Bounty Hunters Club. Check out the fucking Headhunters. Check out the fucking Rants of Yah. Got a new one of those up.
Yo.
Check out the fucking Boom Podcast, which you're already doing because you're listening to it now. Leave a review of Boom Podcast. That would be awesome. Just do it, man. Make it happen.
Do it.
You know why? Because when things happen, things do happen.
Whoa, that was deep.
Deeper than uppercuts. Any bye-byes, Yaya?
Thanks for the community. Thanks for everybody listening. I was going to say that I was thinking of doing an update show. Probably not next week, but we'll have to sit down and maybe start introducing new content as far as the podcast is concerned. Maybe new segments, new stuff we can throw in. Because let's face it, right now gaming is not all that great.
It's not. Do you have any segment?
I mean, I haven't thought of anything off the bat. It kind of just hit me like last night. We could sit down and throw some ideas, just different things we could talk about on the show. And it could still be kind of unruly, but maybe we could have some sort of guidance to where we're going.
Oh, so now you want to be all bougie and shit.
Yeah, we need structure.
What about the, you know, what we need to do is some of the shit we talk about doing. The sandwich challenge.
Yeah, we really do need
the date thing.
Still talking about that?
Yes.
I thought that was over.
No, you're trying to run away. I'm not
dating a Filipino man. who wrote that, you ass?
So we're still going to do that. No, everything that we said, I got in a note somewhere.
Yeah, you can do it.
And all that little random stuff that we were supposed to do and never did, we're going to do. Now we're going to start doing it.
Because we don't keep our promises.
We do not.
We try.
We are going to go back. Keep them from where we didn't keep them before. I gotta take a shit. So this is Staccata.
Yeah, you do.
Peace and blessings to all of thee upon this morn.
Good day, mate.
In the bright sunny weather. Let's come along. This song.
Bubble boom boom boom. Boom boom boom.